A very good afternoon from the sports team. Well, there's some very good news for Springbok fans. Peter Steph du Toit is back fit and firing. Du Toit underwent shoulder surgery a little bit earlier in the year, and it basically ended his season in Japan, but he's now fit to play. There are only a few matches left in the Japanese season, so it's going to be interesting to see what sort of rugby Peter Steph's going to play, because he hasn't played since November, and the Springboks begin their 2025 on the 28th of June against the Barbarians. I'm sure Russie's cooking up something there for Peter Steph to get him firing for those internationals. Sticking with rugby news, former Ireland assistant coach Les Kiss has been named as Australia's new head coach, replacing Joe Schmidt in 2026. The 60-year-old, who was a former assistant to Schmidt with Ireland from 2013 to 2015, has signed a two-year contract. Schmidt will remain in his role for the upcoming series against the British and Irish Lions, as well as the Rugby Championship. And Kiss, who will become the Wallabies' fifth head coach in 7 years, says he's humbled by the opportunity.
This is a country that expects a lot in the sporting market, for sure. But I'm very clear with what I want to be able to do with that team. But I know that the continuation that we're building here, the players have a lot of confidence in what's happening in Australian rugby at the moment. I'm not here to rip and tear. I'm going to make sure I dovetail as much as I can, and I'll bring my points of difference into play. So I have a lot of confidence that the governance process and the way that we operate here is fantastic.
We're going to finish with a bit of football news. Brentford boss Thomas Frank says that he has no interest in leaving the club. The Danish head coach has been linked with the top job at Tottenham Hotspur should they choose to get rid of Ange Postecoglou, but Frank isn't interested in going anywhere.
I really enjoy my life and a challenge here. I've said it many times, I can't reinforce the message enough. I'm probably in one of the best clubs in the world in terms of being a coach, a head coach. A fantastic leadership, fantastic owner.
Well, I'm sure there were a few people that enjoyed hate watching Arsenal last night, but Spurs are in action tonight. They take on Bodo Glimt in the first leg of their Europa League semi-finals, and Manchester United, they're also in action. They are away to Athletic Bilbao in their semi-final first leg. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.